Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
An hour north of Boston on Plum Island is the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge, a 4,600-acre birder paradise.
It's one of the most spectacular birding areas on the East Coast.
And Bill Getty should know. He's sanctuary director of Massachusetts Audubon's Joppa Flats Education Center, just up the coast from the National Refuge.
It includes marshland, saltwater marshes, ocean, beaches, some upland forest on the mainland side. We have a lot of nesting birds here, including the endangered piping plover and least tern. So people come into this area to view birds throughout the year.
And then there are people who come here once a year who don't view birds.
So I used to think birding was all watching with binoculars and everything. That's what I used to think.
Dorothy Donovan is a lifelong bird lover. She's been coming to the National Refuge every year for more than a decade, but she's never seen a bird.
I've always liked birds. My mother used to have us watch the birds in the yard, and we'd all go out, and she'd tell me what was going on with them, and I'd listen to them sing, and that's always been a part of my natural world.
When did you lose your sight?
I was one of those premature babies that got too much oxygen.
So you were born without sight?
Basically, yes.
Dorothy Donovan is with the Lowell Association for the Blind. The group has been part of Mass Audubon's Birding by Ear program since it started 11 years ago.
Okay. So we're gonna meet over here.
The blind birders gather in a parking lot at the National Refuge. Bill Getty leads the group slowly down a dirt path into a maritime forest filled with 30-foot pin cherry and birch.
Oh, good for you.
Okay, why don't we do this, folks? We're going to just move up just a little bit. There's a little bit of a hill. But if you listen to your left-hand side, there's yellow warbler. And it's singing, sweet, 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 I'm so sweet, or sweet, sweet, sweeter than sweet. Oh, do you hear the towee?
The path pitches down. It's slippery. Some of the blind birders use canes, but not all.
Just go slow. Don't make any rash moves.
Bill Getty discovers something at every step. He stops and waits for the group to collect.
When we go on these field trips, we're birding by ear, but we also make an attempt to show and have them smell as many different things, so use as many senses as possible.
There's moss, honeysuckle, and bayberry. Getty snaps off a twig from a low bush.
This is certainly a nice one. Smell that.
Ooh, it smells like a rose.
No, it is a rose. It's beautiful.
That's a rose?
Beautiful pink color. Yeah, it's a rose and the thorns. Yeah. I'm going to, folks, I'm going to pass back a rose. They have little thorns on it, so you want to be careful of that. But smell the flower. It's a beautiful Rosa rugosa.
You find a lot of this on Cape Cod near the beach.
Sharon Sinsavage has macular degeneration and just had cataract surgery in both eyes, but she wouldn't miss the birding by ear field trip for the world.
It's very important because I have a lot of faith and it makes me feel I'm closer to God's nature. And that's good.
Oh, there's a redstart, that real squeaky song. What, a catbird? Oh, the redstart is really quite close now. I'm going to just try to... Sometimes by making that noise, you'll actually attract the birds to come closer.
Bill Getty can hardly finish a sentence without identifying a bird. He's a world-class birder and naturalist. The Birding by Ear program for the blind was his idea.
Can you imagine being blind? Okay? I mean, I can't imagine. And I can't imagine not being interested in natural history either. That's part of my soul or whatever you want to say. So we so enjoy it, but we also think it's a really important part of the of Massachusetts Audubon mission to get out and try to get as many people excited about the natural world and conserving it as we possibly can. That's what we're in the business to do.
Second one. Third one.
Mass Audubon volunteers lead the birders out of the forest down some steps onto a narrow boardwalk stretching out over the Merrimack salt marsh.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. Now we're going left again. And it's going to be a little lip, not
just
a step, but just a little
around.
A little lip, about an inch down. Yep.
Violet Santa Maria tap, tap, taps her cane to make sure she doesn't fall into the salty muck. She has little vision in one eye, but her hearing is sharp, and she quickly identifies the song of the marsh wren that Bill Getty describes as a burst of bubbles.
It's a small bird, only about the size of a chickadee.
Oh, hear that bird. I've never seen a marsh wren, but I can hear it. Chip, 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 chip. Chip, 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 chip.
So peaceful, yeah. You don't even hear traffic, you're in just nature.
84-year-old George Damaris wears thick glasses, but navigates without a cane.
Well, between cataracts and macular degeneration, I'm almost illegally blind.
Do you feel like you're missing anything, not being able to see the birds?
No, I can hear them. It doesn't feel any different. I just can't see it as well, but I still enjoy it just as much as I did before.
It's a step.
Yep. It is a little frustrating not be able to see all the finer points of it as I once could, but it's beautiful.
The day is crystal clear and warm. Tall green grasses and cattails line the boardwalk as it cuts a path through the salt marsh. It's a wonderful sight, even for those with just peripheral vision.
See, I have an advantage. See the dark green? You got a white boardwalk down through the center, more or less, it's bleached, and I can sit.
Ed Hess lost most of his sight to macular degeneration 6 years ago, but he's a birding-by-ear veteran.
I enjoy it. This is about my fifth trip here with the blind. Thoroughly enjoy it.
I see you got a camera.
Yeah.
You see, you take pictures.
Yeah, I always took pictures. I enjoy photographs.
So even though you can't see so well, you still take pictures?
Yeah, I aim in the general direction, and then I go to one of these stores where you can adjust the size and what scope you have on it and all like that. I still have a very expensive camera that I can't use because of the telephoto lens. I can't see what I'm honing in on.
He's come to the refuge to take photos. His expensive camera is perched on a tripod. A humongous lens points to a distant tree. But Trudeau isn't having much luck spotting birds.
You hear it, you locate it, and then you try and get the visual. So my end result is visual.
Can you identify the sounds of the birds?
I'm not good at it.
But Bill Getty sure is.
We had the catbird, the yellow warbler.
He ticks off the birds we've heard this day.
Mourning dove, towhee, marsh wren, red-winged blackbird.
He says not being able to see the birds isn't necessarily a handicap.
In some cases, actually, to survey birds, it's better to listen for them because you've seen two birds, but I'm sure there are at least 20 that we've already experienced, but we've only seen two. And right behind you is the redstart. There's a towhee again singing over here, drink your tea. Drink your tea, you hear the song?
The birds will be in full voice throughout the summer, but Bill Getty warns, stay away until mid-August, or the greenhead flies will eat you alive.
But in the fall, you should come back sometime in the evening when we have 30 or 40,000 tree swallows here. I mean, it's really a natural history wonder. It's just fantastic.
A gift for the ear, the eye, and all the senses.